stpete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we're broadcasting today from the Big C office located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support. I also want to thank all of those working behind the scenes, especially Thomas, for all of your help. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it is my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone who's considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them better. Plus, it's been a lot of fun for me to meet and talk with some very interesting folks, and I made a lot of new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guest, I want to mention that if you'd like to view the website while listening to the program, you can visit www.voteforbendiamond.com. You can also follow us live as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and click on our live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. I'm very happy to welcome my guest today, Ben Diamond, a prominent attorney in St. Petersburg and a candidate for the House seat in District 68. Welcome to Job Talk, Ben.
Dean, thanks so much. Great to be here.
And I also want to take this time to thank Megan Salisbury for all of her help in making this interview happen. I really appreciate her efforts. So thank you very much, Megan. And before we talk about the work you do at your law firm and about your campaign, I really like to let everyone know about your background. So please tell us about yourself, and let's begin with, where are you from?
Sure, Dean. Well, again, it's great to be here. I want to thank you and the station for having me on the program. I grew up here in Pinellas County. I was born and raised here. I'm a native Floridian, which is sometimes an unusual thing. But
you're in Clearwater, I think.
That's right. I grew up in Clearwater, and I love growing up here. You know, it's a special place as a kid to get to grow up in Pinellas County. It's a beautiful place with the beaches and all of the wonderful things there are to do here as a kid.
I bet it's changed a lot since you grew up here, huh?
It has. You know, when I was five, my parents moved to a house that is close to McMullen Booth Road, and when my sister and I were growing up there, it was a lot of farms, and there were farms behind our house, and it's a lot of open spaces to play. And yeah. Now, of course, there's a lot of development, but it was a great place to grow up.
So after you, you went to school here, and mm-hmm. then you went to college at Yale.
Yeah, I did. I went out of state for college. I went to Yale for my undergraduate degree. I studied English. And at the time, I was interested in government. I was interested in journalism, and had a great experience there, but missed Florida. You know, growing up here and not being used to those New England winters, I was ready to get back to the Sunshine State. So I came back and went to law school at the University of Florida.
So that's a very good law school, I hear.
That was a great place. You know, Gainesville is a special place, and I had a wonderful 3 years there. Just loved being in law school. Made some great lifelong friends in Gainesville, as I think anybody who's been through there knows. It's just a very special place. And
so after you graduated law school, what did you do?
Well, I started my career by working for a federal judge in Alabama, and moved to Mobile, Alabama, and spent a year working on the United States Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit. and helped the judge handle cases that he was hearing on appeal from federal courts in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. It was a wonderful experience. Following my work there, I moved back home to Tampa Bay and practiced law here for several years with a mentor of mine, Bill McBride, who I had gotten to know when I was in law school.
And what kind of law did you practice at that time?
At that time, I mainly practiced in litigation, and I was a new lawyer. So I don't know if there are any lawyers listening, but as a new lawyer, you sort of do whatever you can do to learn your craft. And that those were some great learning years for me in those offices.
Great. And so now you're part of a company and a law firm here in St. Petersburg. So tell me about that, and tell me a little bit about the partners and the practice areas.
Sure. So I'm very fortunate to have the opportunity to practice law with my mother, Sandy Diamond. I'm a partner with her in a firm with four partners. The name of our law firm is Williamson, Diamond, and Caton. We have offices in St. Petersburg and Seminole. Okay. And my mom has been a wonderful law partner and mentor to me over the past several years, and it's been great to work with her and Doug and Richard, my other two partners.
Great. And so what kind of law do you practice there? What are your practice areas?
Well, we primarily help families. We do a lot of things. I mean, we primarily help families with estate planning, probate administration. We have a very busy real estate practice. My partner, Doug Williamson, is board certified in real estate law. We have a very busy corporate practice. My particular area of interest is helping families with estate planning and helping families with disputes relating to inheritance and disputes relating to guardianships. Mm-hmm. We have been involved. There are a number of cases here in Pinellas County where you have an elderly person who may be vulnerable and ends up being taken advantage of, whether that's by another family member or whether that's by somebody else. And I find myself drawn to those cases because you get to try to right a wrong, mm-hmm. and try to help a family get that situation resolved. And I just also love the estate planning. You get to work with families and help them make sure that they have everything in order so that their children and their children's children will hopefully reap the benefits of their work. And a lot of our clients have great charitable interests and are involved in all sorts of different organizations in our community.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you mentioned business and corporate planning. So what kind of businesses could use your services?
Well, we do a lot of work to help small businesses. You know, I think small businesses really drive our economy in Pinellas County. So we do a lot of business planning for small businesses.
Hmm. Okay, great. You know, and you also sit on several boards locally. Can you tell us about some of those?
Sure. Well, I was appointed 2 years ago to serve as the City of St. Petersburg's representative on a public board, the PSTA board, which runs our local transit operations here in Pinellas County. And that's been a fascinating experience. There are 15 people on that board. Most of them are elected officials. I'm one of the two citizen appointees on that board. But it's been a great opportunity to really delve in and try to understand what we're doing in Pinellas County and Tampa Bay as a region to improve our public transportation, which is very important. You know, we have a lot of people in Pinellas County that rely on public transportation to get to and from work. And when we think about our region and where we want to go and some of these other cities that we want to compete with, in my view, this is one of the issues that we can make big progress. We need to make big progress and provide better transportation to people so that there are more opportunities for them in terms of being able to get to work and being able to get around our community.
So you're a co-chair of Transportation Task Force for the Chamber of Commerce here too. Is that part of what you're working on for them?
That's right. I mean, we have a great group of people in the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce who are interested in these issues and how we improve our transportation, how we can make it easier to get around Tampa Bay. And once a month, we meet. We have different speakers that come in. And it's really become a great gathering and meeting point for all the different leaders in transportation in our community. We have representatives from the city of St. Petersburg, from the Pinellas Metropolitan Planning Organization, from PSTA, from the Florida Department of Transportation. They all come to these meetings, and it gives our chamber an opportunity to weigh in on how we can make some progress on these issues.
That sounds great. Now, you were also, I think you used to be on the board of Leadership Florida. Tell me about that. Is that similar to the Leadership St. Pete and Leadership Tampa organizations?
It is, Dean. Yeah, it's a great organization. Leadership Florida was started a generation ago, and it's a program to help leaders from communities all around the state learn more about Florida and the issues and challenges we face as a state. So you, if you participate in the program, you're in a class of about 40 to 50 people from all over Florida, and you meet six times a year in different places around the state to really learn more about the challenges we face in Florida.
And when you went through the program, was there a special project that you worked on or anything like that?
Well, we did do a great project. The class does a project every year where you try to write the state's budget.
Okay.
And when I went through the program, it was right after the recession. And it was a challenging exercise to look at the state's budget and be meeting with folks from all around Florida and talking about, well, what are our needs here and how are we going to accomplish it with what we have in the kitty?
Mm-hmm. And so how long does that that program last?
So it's a year program. Okay. And then once you finish the program, you're part of the Leadership Florida alumni community. And once a year in the summer, there's an annual meeting when all the classes get together, several hundred people, and the meeting is a great opportunity to talk about current issues, listen to speakers, network, and delve into the, you know, some of the challenges that we're facing at that time in the state.
Well, that's great. So today I'm speaking with Ben Diamond, a candidate for a House seat in District 68. So Ben, let's talk about your campaign. Why did you decide to run? And what makes you qualified for the role?
Well, I had the opportunity to work for 4 years in Tallahassee for Alex Sink when she was our state CFO. And following my work in her office, my wife and I moved back from Tallahassee to Tampa Bay. And I've stayed involved in these state issues. I have a real passion for them. Most recently in 2014, I worked on this campaign to pass a constitutional amendment to provide a dedicated source of money in Florida for land conservation and environmental purposes. And that amendment passed with overwhelming support. I think over 75% of Floridians voted for it. And I put a lot of work into that campaign. It was a great experience for me. But I was disappointed in the following legislative session when the legislature went up to Tallahassee to meet. And in my opinion, they failed to fully appropriate that money and follow the intent of what the voters were saying. There's a lot written about this online that your listeners can find if they look it up. But basically, I was frustrated because I felt like here 75% of Floridians said, we want protecting our environment to be a priority in this state. And Bob Graham has a great line about this. He's saying recently, and he was very involved in that campaign too. He said, you know, no one moves to Florida to live next to another strip mall. I mean, there are some special things about Florida, our beaches, our springs, our natural beauty that we need to protect for future generations to make this place the wonderful state that it is. And so I really decided to run for the state legislature because I want to keep working on those issues, the fact that here Floridians have amended our state constitution to say that that should be a clear priority for state government, but I don't see the legislature really listening to us.
Okay. Now, that seat was vacated by Dwight Dudley?
That's correct.
Right. I noticed, though, you have his wife's endorsement. That's a pretty good endorsement, I would say.
Yeah, I think the world of the Dudleys. I think Representative Dudley has really done an outstanding job representing our community, and he made the decision that he was not going to go back to Tallahassee for another term, and so I hope to follow in his footsteps up there.
So what area does District 68 cover?
Sure, so it's downtown St. Petersburg, all the way north up to Feather Sound, and then west over to Pinellas Park. So it's a pretty big district. Mm-hmm. And a great district.
Okay. And I'd like to talk about the issues that you want to address if you're elected. So let's talk about public education. You mentioned that on your website. So tell me about what your position is and what you think you'd like to do when you're there.
Sure, Dean. Well, you know, we have so much work to do to improve our public education system in Florida. And if you look at where we are versus other states, I think we're behind, and I think we need to make a real investment and commitment in improving our public schools. One of the best ways we can do that, in my opinion, is by investing early in our kids and putting a real focus on early childhood education. I've been reading a lot about this because my wife and I have a 3-year-old son, and there is an enormous amount of research that shows that high-quality preschool does more to improve a student's performance throughout their entire academic career than any other educational investment. And there's so much more we can be doing as a state in that area in particular.
Can you tell me a few other specifics in that regard?
Sure.
This is a really hot topic. That's one of the issues that I actually deal with in my business as well, getting people here. And one of the issues is always about education. So what would you do different even than what's been done?
Well, there are a lot of good ideas out there. There was a bill that I understand was introduced last session that unfortunately didn't pass. There are programs to create incentives for teachers to get specialized degrees and training in early education. I think that's a great idea.
Right.
And then just having more opportunities for more VPK programs so that regardless of the neighborhood that you are growing up in, you have a place to go with great, high-quality teachers that are really concerned about the students.
Great. Now, you also talked about Florida's environment and protecting it. So what would you do up there if you regarding that? What kind of issues and what kind of legislature would you want to see passed?
Well, I think we need to start by fully carrying out the intent of the Land and Water Legacy Amendment, which Floridians voted for overwhelmingly in 2014. We need to take the steps necessary around Lake Okeechobee to protect the water down there. I know you may have followed what's happened with the algae blooms and the crisis we've had down there as a result of the pollution. We need to be helping our cities and counties more with their infrastructure needs so that our waters are protected here in Tampa Bay.
We have a little issue with that.
I'll say. And we need to be making a big investment in new renewable energy technologies like solar energy. You know, we live in the Sunshine State. We should be a leader in solar energy in the nation. It brings a lot of new high-paying jobs to Florida. It will diversify our economy. It will help us mitigate against the effects of climate change. So there's a lot we could be doing to protect our environment along those lines.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned on your website about your issues in transportation and looking for real leadership on the transportation issues. Tell us some more about your ideas there.
Well, I think there are a lot of opportunities for us to do a better job in planning so that we're not stuck in the bottleneck of traffic in this state. Mm-hmm. And if you look at states that have had very successful transportation programs, like, for instance, Charlotte and the state of North Carolina, the state will provide incentives for regions for better planning. So if we as a region, Tampa Bay, do a better job working together to come up with transportation solutions, we'll get more state support, and it does work. I think we need to be investing and looking at new technologies and new ways to get around. I'm excited about this idea of the Cross Bay Ferry to connect downtown St. Petersburg with downtown Tampa.
It sounds like a lot of fun, too, doesn't it?
It does. And what a great way to commute to work. I mean, as opposed to sitting on the Howard Franklin Bridge, You could be riding on the ferry. I understand they're going to have Wi-Fi. You could probably be doing some emails or reading the paper on your way to work. And a great tourism piece, too. So I think we need to get out of this mindset in Tampa Bay of we need to build more roads. We need to get out of this mindset of thinking very parochially about, you know, this community or this city versus that city. We need to start thinking regionally about bigger solutions.
You know, you mentioned the PSTA. You know, what kind of issues are they dealing with?
Well, for the past year and a half, I've been working on our legislative issues, and what we're trying to do is find ways to get more funding from state government and from the federal government to expand our service. We have learned as a board member that if a bus comes more frequently, more people will ride it, right? It makes sense. And so we've started looking at how we can expand what's called bus rapid transit, which is basically a bus that comes on the busiest routes in Pinellas County, have that bus come every 15 minutes. And there'll be a real increase in our ridership, I think, if we start doing that on our busiest routes. So we've been working to try to put together the funding to do that on a route that will run from downtown St. Pete out to the beaches. I think that will be a great first step, and there's a lot more we can do with that.
So every 15 minutes instead of the half hour to 45 minutes it is right now?
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's great. I hope it actually works. I think that's a great plan. So let's talk about your expanding access to health care. I know that's one of your issues as well. So tell me about that.
Sure. Well, you know, there's been an incredible debate that has been going on in Tallahassee on this issue for the past 2 years, and I hope it continues, and I hope to be a part of that debate. We have an opportunity in Florida to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act to provide access to health care for tens of thousands of Floridians who fall in that coverage gap and cannot afford it. And we need to do that, in my opinion. We're all paying when we are not properly helping our fellow Floridians have access to health care in the end. And I have learned that there are many other states that have Republican legislatures that have decided to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act options. And I want to sit down with my colleagues, if I get the opportunity to go to Tallahassee, and look at some of those other states and the models that they've used to see if there's a way we can replicate their success in Florida.
Great. You know, I'm also interested in job creation in Tampa Bay. And, you know, even on your website, you mentioned that you want to help families and small businesses. So specifically, how do you plan to do that and help small businesses?
Well, all of these issues are really related to helping our business climate. Mm-hmm. And you're the recruiter, Dean, so I'm sure you've talked to a lot of people thinking about coming to do business down here or thinking about relocating down here. And the questions that I hear are, tell me about the schools. Tell me about the quality of life. Tell me about how we get around town. And so these are all related to helping improve our business community. I think the other thing I'm very excited about in Tampa Bay is helping encourage the startup community, the tech startup community here. You know, we have a wonderful tech incubator in downtown Tampa that's helping a lot of smart, young, creative people start their own tech businesses. And some of that is happening now here in St. Pete. We have some great tech startups mm-hmm. here in St. Petersburg. And some of these folks may have been guests on your show or yes. guests on future shows. And that fits with the vibe of our city. You know, we in St. Petersburg, this is a creative city. This is a collaborative city. And a lot of our smart, creative people, we want them starting their businesses here and not deciding, well, I need to relocate to Austin, Texas, or Boston,
right.
or some other city in order to have access to capital and access to investments. We need to keep those talented people here.
Great. So I'm speaking with Ben Diamond, a candidate for a House seat in District 68. And Ben, I'd like to let people know about some of your endorsements. I think it says a lot about who you are, quite frankly. I know that former Governor Bob Graham endorsed you in Tampa Bay Times. And tell us about some of the other endorsements that you have.
Well, I feel very humbled by the fact that I've been working in the community for a while and gotten to know many of the local leaders and worked with them on some of these problems. And, you know, honored to have received the endorsements of both Mayor Kreisman and Mayor Buckhorn and many of the members of our St. Petersburg City Council and County Commissioners. And also proud of the fact that I have the support of our firefighters, our police officers, and the teachers with the Florida Education Association.
Yeah, I think they're great endorsements, so good luck with that.
Thanks, Dean.
And, you know, we really just have time for a few more questions, so let's talk about jobs a little bit. Do you have any volunteer opportunities right now, or do you have any other jobs that you could talk about within your organization that you're looking for?
Well, in our law firm, we are always looking for talented people. We are always looking for talented staff people, and you know, we're a small firm and a small business, like most small businesses here in Pinellas County. So mm-hmm. the decisions to expand are made carefully and thoughtfully. So the point is we're always looking and mm-hmm. thinking about, do we have the right,
right
mix of people, and are there other opportunities for us as a mm-hmm. firm?
And kind of more specifically with regard to your campaign, I know sure. that are you looking for volunteers there too?
Oh, absolutely, Dean. The work never ends on a campaign. Yeah. And
what would they do? So well, somebody's interested, yeah, what would they do?
Well, it's a great experience, and I have to say I've volunteered on campaigns before, and now that I'm a candidate, I have such an appreciation for people who say, I believe in these issues too, and I believe this candidate has our community's best interests at heart, and I want to come out and help. We have a great group of volunteers. We meet every Saturday morning, and we're mainly talking to voters about these issues. We're calling voters on the phone, talking to them, and listening to what is on their mind and listening to their concerns. And then we're going door to door. We pick a different neighborhood in our district in Pinellas County every weekend, and we go out and knock on the door, and we talk to people and listen to what they have to say. And it's very helpful for me as a first-time candidate for public office to really spend the time listening to people. And even though I grew up here and I've been involved in the community, when you knock on someone's door and you have a conversation with them on their front porch, and you do that in neighborhood after neighborhood, you really develop a deeper understanding of the district that you hope to represent.
So what would somebody was interested in volunteering, you know, what kind of background should they have?
Well, we have volunteers with all different types of backgrounds, which is great. We have a group of volunteers who are high school students who got involved in my campaign because a few of my former teachers came out to volunteer.
Nice.
We also have volunteers who are retired mm-hmm. and who care very much about these issues and want to participate in a campaign. And I think we have a lot of fun in our volunteer sessions.
That's great. So, you know, when you do have an opening, whether it's your law firm or with your campaign, regarding this area, St. Petersburg and Tampa Bay in general, so what do you think of the talent pool and the ability to attract talent?
Well, I think we have very talented people in this community. There's no question about it. But we always have room to improve, right? Mm-hmm. And part of the reason why I'm running for the term discussing these issues is because I think we do need to be making a greater investment in our education system here, from early education all the way to higher education, so that we have that great talent pool to lure businesses into our community.
That's great. And this brings us to the interview tip of the week, and brought to you again this week by Fit Room Express. So if you're an employer wanting to create a healthy environment for your employees, have a Fit Room installed in your office today. You can contact Pete at fitroomexpress.com. And if somebody wants to apply for a position at your company, basically what one piece of advice would you give them?
Well, that's a great question, Dean. You know, I think that in terms of the interview tips, I mean, being early, being professional, being prepared, you can't beat those things. It's always good to have done your homework and to show up to the interview early and demonstrate that you're somebody that wants to work well with others in a collaborative way and solve problems, because essentially what any law firm does is helps people solve problems, and mm-hmm. We're looking for problem solvers as part of our team.
Great. And I know you've got some upcoming events. Tell us about some of those.
Well, I'm excited. Tonight I'm going to be at St. Petersburg College. Their Public Policy Institute is hosting a debate for all of the candidates in Pinellas County who are running for the state legislature. So I think that will be a great debate and a great opportunity to hear from all the candidates. That's starting this evening at the Seminole campus at St. Pete College, and there's some information about that on the St. Pete College website. This weekend, our campaign is doing work again as our part of our volunteer campaign Days of Action. We'll be meeting Saturday morning at 10 and Sunday afternoon at 1. We have information about those meetups on our campaign Facebook page, and would love to get some new volunteers out to join our crew.
Okay. And as a last question about your campaign, what is the one reason why people should vote for you?
Well, I think having grown up here and been a part of this community for a while, I think I'm in the best position to represent our interests in Tallahassee, and I recognize that it's a struggle. But I want to be the kind of representative that continues to listen to our community. You know, part of my frustration and part of why I decided that I wanted to run for the legislature has been that I feel like the Florida legislature sometimes isn't really listening to the folks that they serve. And we have great local leaders that are trying to listen to their constituents, but we need more of that in terms of our leaders that go to Tallahassee. A lot of them get caught up in the special interests and that type of stuff, and they're not really listening to the communities they represent. I hope to be the kind of leader that, being from here and a part of this community, will do some good for our community in Tallahassee.
Perfect. And, you know, at this time, I like to give everyone a chance to give a shout out. Would you like to give anybody a shout out here?
Well, sure. We've got a lot of October birthdays in my family, but both my dad and my father-in-law, my dad, Frank Diamond, and my father-in-law, Jerry Bolton, are celebrating their birthdays this week. So we're looking forward to a fun family birthday gathering here in a couple days, and I'll give them a shout out.
That's great. And just one final question, Ben. At this time of the interview, I'd like to get my guest's opinion on the air for those listeners considering new locations for their family or business. So what would you say to the leaders of a company considering a new home for their business? Would you recommend St. Petersburg and the Tampa Bay area in general?
Oh, I could talk about that all day, Dean. I mean, look at where we live. I mean, we live in the most dynamic, beautiful part of Florida and the Sunshine State. And I can't think of a better place to want to do business, to want to raise a family than this community. I really can't.
That's great. And if somebody would like to donate to or get involved with your campaign, how can they do that?
Well, I'd encourage your listeners to go to our website, which is votebendiamond.com, and you can email me on that site, or you can make a contribution.
That's great. So, Ben, I really want to thank you for being here today. I wish you much success with your campaign. I hope you'll come back again, especially if you're elected, and from time to time, and keep us informed of what's happening in District 68. So thank you very much for being a guest today.
Dean, thanks for having me.
So you've been listening to my guest, Ben Diamond, a candidate for a House seat in District 68. If you want to learn more about his campaign and stances on the issues, check out his website at voteforbendiamond.com. And now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. Our friends at SPCA are having one of our favorite events, Pet Walk 2016, this Saturday, October 8th from 8:30 a.m. to noon. The walk actually begins at 10 a.m. at the Vinoy Park located in downtown St. Pete. And you can sign up today at www.petwalk.org and join in on a fun-filled day of activities. You can also call SPCA at 727- 688-3591, extension 122 for more information. And St. Anthony's Hospital presents Assessing Stroke Symptoms this Friday, October 7th at 12 noon. You can join neurologist Alan Weiss, who will discuss the signs of stroke and treatments that can reduce damage from the most common type of strokes. It'll be held at St. Anthony's Hospital Auditorium on the ground floor, located at 1200 7th Avenue North in St. Pete. You can also call 727-825-1445 for more information. And congratulations go out to Betsy Judge at the Island Reporter, as the paper was honored for four awards in the Community Papers of Florida 2016 Awards for Excellence Competition. The paper placed in Best Original Writing, placed in Best Photographic Spread and Self-Promotion in the paper, and they won first place for their media kit design. So congratulations to Betsy and all of her team. And to see how the Island Reporter can help you market your business, just visit the website at theislandreporter.com. And finally, a reminder that October 11th is the deadline to register to vote in November 8th general election. Registration is required for new voters by this deadline, and voters who have already registered do not need to re-register but can update their voter registration address. For more information, visit votepinellas.com or your local county website. And now it's time for my shout-outs. My first shout-out goes to Arlette in Tampa. It was great to meet you, and I look forward to the next meeting. And to Andy in California, it was a lot of fun reconnecting with you after such a long time, and I really look forward to doing some business with you again soon. And my last shout-out goes out to all my friends and everyone on the east coast of Florida. Please prepare for Hurricane Matthew. It is due to hit the east coast tomorrow and last through the weekend, so take all the precautions necessary. And I hope you'll take this time to check out the Radio St. Pete website and explore all of the music and shows that are featured. If you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and new shows are in production too. You can also listen to past Job Talk shows, and you'll find some really interesting and fun podcasts there too. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests on Job Talk. Plus, we're always looking for talent and contributors to the station. You can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com. You can also send me a tweet or follow me on Twitter at Job Talk Host. I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey, Kat, Joe, Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did. I think you'll be glad you did too. So thanks for listening. And until next time, when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.